Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Sarah Chancho, Pastor Havin Chomet, Tzvi Moshe Ben Yisrael Avraham Levi, Moshe Tzvi Ben Frida Simcha, Yudah and Margalit Sarah, Yishai Dova Levi Ben Neri, and they show over for Shlema, Daniel Simcha Ben Chava Rezel, and Aaron Ben Chulda, Shibroch HaVracha Ba'atzlocha B'chol Ma'aseh Yideyim. We're basing ourselves in the Sefer Mar B'Zikaron, Chela Gimel Simen Dalet, by a rabbi going Rabbi Yaakov Hamnik Shlita, and these words are pilei plos what we're going to learn today, Mitzvah Shem B'Siyata Dishmaya, as are many of the chedushim in this unbelievable sefer. It says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Pam Achaschol Rosh Hashanah Liyos B'Shabbos. One time Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said to the Bnei B'Seira, Niska, let's blow. Amulo Nodun. They said, let's discuss it. Amalam nitka v'achakach nadus. Let's blow, and then we'll discuss. And after they blew, they said to him, all right, now let's discuss it. And he said, no. Kvar nishma karen b'yavne v'en mishim elachar ma'isa. The horn was already heard in Yavne, and we're not allowed to ask questions after we did a ma'isa. Rashi says, what does it mean? It says in the Gemara, it was Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos. V'hayu kol ha'arim miskansin. All of the cities around Yavne gathered. What does it mean that all cities around Yavne gathered? Rashi says, L'sham Shesivos Yavne, all of the cities around Yavne, because in the Mishnah it says that he was that Yavne was where the Beis Din was. So this was the place of the Beis Din, and all of the cities around gathered there to hear, Rashi says, from the Shluchei Beis Din, because that's what they used to do in Yerushalayim, that's what they did here also. But the Bnei B'Seira, who were the Bnei B'Seira? Rashi says, Gedolei Hador Hayu. They were the Gedolei Hador. Nadun, let's discuss it. Rashi says, what should we discuss? If we should make a Gzeira, Afim Makom Bezdin, Shema Yitlenu. If we should make a Gzeira, even if it's a place of Bezdin, lest somebody carry our Baalmas Bishus Harabim. So should we make the gzeira of not blowing shofar of Shem Yitlenu even b'makom Beis Din? And then they blew, and then Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, "Ei meishim lachar ma'isa." Why? Rashi says it's a gnai that we should be motzi laz that we made a mistake. So that's the sugya. It was Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos. They gathered in Yavne to hear the makom of the Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, let's blow to the Bnei B'Seira. They said, let's talk about it. He said, let's blow, then talk about it. They blew. And then they said, now let's talk about it. And he said, Ein meshivin lachar ma'isa. So we have to be tamei on this sugya, haflev afela, kashis. First of all, the Mishnah never brings a reason for the takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai that you should blow on Rosh Hashanah, Shecholios B'Shabbos, and Makom Beis Din after Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Why not? The Gemara also didn't ask my taima. So what taka is the reason the Gemara doesn't ask, the Mishnah doesn't tell us? The Mishnah later, it says, why did Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai say you should take lulav in the Gvulin 7 days b'sman hazeh, zechel ha-mikdash. Good. And the Gemara says, how do you know you make a zechel ha-mikdash? There we discuss it. It says, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says, the yom ha-neif is kulo aser. The whole day of blowing, of waving of the omer, you're not allowed to eat the chadash until the 17th. And the Gemara says, because of Meheri Yibana Mikdash, and when the Beis HaMikdash is built, they're going to say, last year. We ate it already on the 16th. So now we can also eat, even without the waving of the Omer. And I can realize that the last year they didn't have the Omer, this year they do. So it's a Gzeira of Meheri Yibana Mikdash. So you have a Gzeira of Meheri Yibana Mikdash by Lulav, of Zechel Mikdash by Lulav. And you may hear Yibana Mikdash Bayom Hanef. And here it doesn't tell us anything. So it's a chiddush that the sugya doesn't bring at all a reason for the kana Yochanan and Zakkai like Abed Kiyah B'Shabbos B'Bezdin. And Rashi also doesn't add his own reason. Not only that, but we bring this story that's all about that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai doesn't. They bring the story that teaches us that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai didn't want to give any reason, he didn't want to discuss it. They said, let's talk about it, like a nice couple you have. Couple, they say, let's talk about things. Isn't that beautiful? So they said, let's discuss it, and he said, I don't want to talk about it. Not before they blew, not after they blew. So we don't know any reason. That's it. We're not even going to discuss it. We're not going to bring it up. It's taboo. Also, why was this story brought after Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, why was this story brought before Das Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says that it was the Takana was Dafke to blow in Yavne. But we bring it on the Tanakama, who says that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was Metaken in all Bate Din, any place where there's a Beis Din. This story was in Yavne. And Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, Kvar Nishma Karen B'Yavne. So it's Kimat the Maisalistor to the Tanakama. Tanakama says to blow in Alapletzer. Tanakama says to blow in all places where Beis Din sits. And Rabbi Yochanan and here it's Dafka's story about Yavne. So it should have been not a Maisa brought by the din of the Tanakama. It should have been brought by Rabbi Eliezer, who says to blow Dafka in Yavne, where the Sanhedrin Agadola was. So it's come out of Maisa Lister, Tanakam, who says, B'chom lokum sheish bo basin, because it's Dafka in Yavne. And we also have to understand this poetic lashon, Kvar nishma keren b'yavne. What does he say? Mishoyin al geblus shofar, we already blew the shofar. So some mashm is a lashon oifel al lashon, because we know this is keren b'yavne. There was a Moshev Chachomim in Yavne, Brochus, Samch Gimel Amid Beis, Shabbos Kuflam Amid Ches, Shinichusu Chachomim, Rabbi Seinu, the Karen B'Yavne. What's this Karen? Gornishma Karen B'Yavne. We also have to understand this game. We'll discuss it. Afterwards, not going to discuss it. So why does he have to go through the back door like that? And say for Yom Tur the Balakap is tomorrow. He says this klal of Ein Meshiv Nachar Maisa is not said about the Rabbanans. Here we're talking about the Rabbanan. So Baruch Hashem, you're having a fil haoris, oifin them sugya, a pool haoris, as they say in the yeshivas. And on that, B'nai B'Seira says nadun. Rashi says, let's discuss if we should make a gzera lest he carry even makom Beis Din. Shemid len or filu makom Beis Din. Why is it shaykh to discuss if we should be gezer b'makom Beis Din? This gzera of Shemid len is an old gzera from the Mzman HaMikdash. Like it says explicitly in the Mishnah according to Rava and Rabba in the Gemara. Now why does the Mishnah say not to blow on Shabbos? Because Shemid len. And it was Noah even b'makom Beis Din. They were based Batei Dinim Kvulin and Rol of Eretz Yisrael, like we learn in Sanhedrin. Nevertheless, they didn't blow b'kvulin. Only b'mikdash. So this Shemi Yitlena was not a nuk there. What do you mean? Let's discuss Shemi Yitlena if we should be goes there even b'makom Beis Din. What are you talking about there? The gzeru already exists even b'makom Beis Din. And if Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was metaken that they should be dokeh b'makom Beis Din, then we can discuss if you can make this takana. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that they wanted to discuss if you should make a gzeira b'makom Beis Din. Not this new takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, but is there a gzeira of Shem Yitlena b'makom Beis Din? There already is. So say, you want to discuss Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's takana. You're allowed to blow b'makom Beis Din. But don't say if there's a gzeira b'makom Beis Din, if there's a gzeira b'makom Beis Din. Now the reason we're not gozer Shem Yitlena in the Mikdash, Rashi says, because ain't shvus b'mikdash. Now this reason is not shaykh in any Beis Din in the world. Even Sanhedrin Gedolin should be Yavne. It's a din miyuchar in the Mikdash. We haven't heard this din anywhere else. Even if we find a good reason to be metakin litkoa beBeis Din, there is a reason to be tokeh b'makom Beis Din. But there's still a gzeira of Shem Yitlana. Ain't shavas b'mikdash, but everywhere else there is a gzeira. Al karchach willy nilly midarf zogin. That there's a new reason b'shas ha'churban that removes the ikar siba of Shem Yitlana b'makom Beis Din. So what is it? So the Mahalach sweetest friends is like this. The ikar chiddush in takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is that he gives a new koach to the Beis Din and a new achrayus that Beis Din is now responsible for Chaya Torah and Kiyum Mitzvos and Am Yisrael. Because until now, they were sitting b'makomon and they were sitting doing what they had to do, and if somebody has a shali, you go to the Beis Din. But the behavior of Pasha the Yidden wasn't incumbent on the Beis Din, rather on the Malchus and the Rishus and the leaders. And therefore we can make a gzeira until now, even Shem Yitlenu, even Makom Beis and Kavua, because the Chachamim weren't somech on the spirit of the street and the shuk to prevent people from Averis Bishogeg. And the Dayanim weren't responsible for what goes on in the street. They were Jews who wanted to do the right thing, but they Pasha didn't know the halacha, and they might carry Arabim Shusar Abin, bring it to the Beis, and that's a gzeira for Abba. Comes with Yochanan ben Zakkai, he's v'taki, no. From here on in, when there's no mikdash and there's no malchus of Yisrael, the achrayus goes back to the Beis Din, and they have to see the matzav of the street that it should be mesukan al pi Torah, and they have to be doeg to teach ba'atzman ba'idei shluchayim that everybody should know how to act with the shofar, and that you're not allowed to carry the shofar arba amos b'chol ofen. And that's why he was metakin that you're tokeh b'shabbos b'chol mokom sheyesh Beis Din, like it says in the Mishnah. Hiskim Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, she talking b'chol makom sheyesh bo Beis Din. Why? Because now that's their new job. Their new job is to make sure that everybody is acting kashura, kahogan, correctly. And on that, he built this takana of being mafkiyah the gzera of Shem Yitlenu in places of Beis Din. Now we're somech on the Beis Din to be manik the anshi hamakom b'derech yisharu. So it emerges then that the yisod of the takana is that he was towing that the whole iser that existed until now, even makom Beis Din, isn't shayach. And the makom of the new Beis Din after the churban. Because the Beis Din of today is not the Beis Din of yesterday. It's a new place of anhaga b'achrayus in the chayom yom of Klal Yisrael. And also we have to be omen in the sugya. When was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai mitakin that we should be tokei in the Beis Din? If it means that this story with B'nai B'seir is the etzem atakana, how does one tkiya turn into a takana l'chol adoros? And the taina of Ein Meishivin L'achar Maisa, it's a good teretz for this one blowing, but what about for the rest of time? This is going to last for a long time, this takana. So what's this one time? And when it says Nadun, B'nai B'seira says Nadun. Let's discuss it. So Rashi says, Nadun mi'eshligz v'afim mokum beiz in Shem Yitlenu. Should we make a gzer even in a place of beiz in Shem Yitlenu? I don't need Rashi. I would say Nadun. Let's be done. Let's discuss if we should make a new takana. Let's discuss if we should make a new takana to blow up a makom Beis Din. Because if Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai wanted to make a new takana, then the Chachmei Dor would want to come and discuss it with him. But Rashi says, no, he has to be mefarish here. Should we make a gzeira af b'makom Beis Din Shem Yitlenu? So Rashi's coming to be mefarish that he wasn't metaken this takana that day, it was before. This takana was part of the establishment of Beis Din after the Churban, both in Yavne and in other places as well. That now they have the responsibility and the authority over the behavior of the Jews, more than the Beis Din Batei Dinim had Bizman HaMikdash. And when he said, Rosh Hashanah Nitka, let's blow, that was built on what he already said, on what he already was metaken. Therefore, it wasn't just a one-time thing. And when he said, Imishim Lachar Maisa, this is nothing, there's nothing discussed here. This is an already existing takana. And now, on this, B'nai B'seira said, no, maybe we should make a new gzeira, even B'makom Beis and Shelzman Azeh. And then Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai pushed them away, that they shouldn't discuss, that this discussion never happened. And Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, now we're going to blow. Since the gzeira of the past is not shaykh, but makom based, and we already have a takana, already existing takana to blow. And then the B'nai B'seira said, let's discuss it. Rashi says, imesh l'gzor shemit len raf makom based. In other words, a gzeira chadasha, even in the matzav chadash of based, let's discuss that. And Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, no. Since the old gzeira doesn't exist any longer, we're not going to push off the mitzvah. Let's do the mitzvah now. And after they blew, said Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Kvar nishma keren biyav, keren biyav. Now the horn has already been heard in Yavne. He said this poetic language because he wants to say that through this takana, we were raising the horn of the Beis Din. There's an idea, laharim karno, to show the chashivus. So this shows the rabbim that you can be somech on the koach Beis Din and their responsibility. And from here on in, we're not going to be choshesh. For people around the Beis Din, they're going to make mistakes because the Beis Din is going to be all made that they're going to make sure that people know what to do. And if they have any shiloh about shofar, they're going to bring it before Shabbos. And therefore, it's not 100%. We can't say Ein Meshivin L'Achar Maisa. Because this is already a long existing takana. Not so long, but it's an already existing takana. So it's not just about this maisa. It's about the whole takana in general. So we make a new gzeira. But he wanted to emphasize that here we have to worry more than normal about the kavod of the Beis Din. Shalala hotzi laza latoh. In other words, if we start discussing whether we did the right thing or not, then what are people going to say? Oh, maybe we can't rely on the Beis Din. But the whole point here is to give the power to Beis Din, to empower Beis Din, to show how chashuv the Beis Din is. To be magdil and madir their koach in the b'doros lachar achorban. And that's why the Gemara brings in the story according to the Tanakhama, who says that the takana was in all but the dinim, not only Yavne. So this Karen be Yavne is laharim karno. In Yavne, but it's shaykh to every place of Batei Dinim. Because in other words, it's not just about the Beis Din. You're right, it happened in Yavne, but it's not just about the Beis Din of Yavne. It's about Batei Dinim everywhere. And Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai didn't want to talk about it. We don't want to weaken the koach of Beis Din. Beis Din is very chashuv, very stark. So it's mavur from what we learn, that this tkiya is not just that wasn't the beginning of the takana already existed before, to blow up a makom Beis Din, and the purpose of the takana was to be mechazek the koch of the Beis Din, and they didn't want the B'nai B'seira, who were gedolei ador, and maybe that's why Rashi says they were gedolei ador, to show that you used to be in charge, you gedolei ador. But now, it's not about you anymore, it's about the Beis Dins. The Beis Din now is the power, not the gedolei ador. So you didn't want to discuss it with them. So the Devarim are mechudoshim. But says the Baal HaMarbe Zikaron, Ein Lozuz Mehem B'Havon HaSeder HaSigil HaDas Rashi. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, Lama Tokim B'Fnei Beis, B'Nei Shebeis, and Zerizah Neim V'Lo Yavo HaTokim L'Havir HaShofar B'Fnei B'Rishus HaRabim, Shebeis Din Masirim Esa'am U'Modiyan Osan, because the people are going to be careful not to carry in the place of Beis, because Beis warns the people. So this is a chizuk to what we're saying. Now the Rambam doesn't say that this only started happening after the Churban, but you see the sinyan of the Beis Din being mazhir as ha'am, the koach ha-Beis Din. And now we will learn the reason for this takana, to be mechazek the batei dinim. And in the day of Rosh Hashanah, where they're mamlech malchus shemayim adei tkiyah shofar, they're also mamlech the batei dinim. That's the keren b'yavne, the horn in Yavne, raising the horn in Yavne. Now it's geshmak. The three takanas and these two mishnayos. One is to be mechazek the anhaga of Am Yisrael behoveh in the present, this takana of blowing. The lulav nitol begvul and shiva zecher lemikdash, to remember the past. And the yom anev kulo asa, the Gemara says, zalt meheri yibana hamikdash, the future. The hadvar meirim, and we rezecha baruch Hashem to have new light, of the new light of understanding in this sugya, and we should be zecha mitz Hashem to continue in this svarim, another chidushim, lilmodu lilame lishmar v'lasa l'kayim is called divrei samu tarasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, freedom, and friend.